Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your role with the show.
Luva. Hi, my name is Luva Vasquez.
And you are one of the jugglers with
yes.
Flip Circus, which is a touring circus act that's coming to Westfield Montgomery Mall in Montgomery County, Maryland. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
No, thank you for inviting us. We're really happy to be here. We are a traditional circus show. It's a circus for all ages. You have to bring your loved ones. It's a live show, and it's always a great idea.
Sounds great. Now, do you know where, when I say Westfield Montgomery Mall, people are going to say, is the circus in the mall? But no, it's actually,
no.
I have the map up here, and it's sort of in the, it's not on the Democracy Boulevard side. It's between, it's the corner of Westlake Drive and Westlake Terrace. So back over by, I guess, like the Old Navy end of the mall, back behind over there in the parking lot. But so describe the big tent, you know, I mean, is it a big giant, what color is the tent? Is it big air conditioned? What do we got?
Yes. Well, it's not that big at the outside, but they said it's just wonderful. It's a red and white tent. We have artists from all over the world, from Ukraine, from Mexico, from Italy, from Brazil, of course, from the US. And it's just a high world-class performers. We have, of course, as you know, cotton candy, popcorn, nachos, churros, funnel cake, everything to delight.
Great. You mentioned there's some from Ukraine, some performers from Ukraine, and gosh, there's a war been going on over there. I'm obviously the show doesn't tackle that. Obviously, it's all for fun. But do you ever talk to your co-stars and they're worried about family back home or anything? Does this provide a healthy distraction for them, or what's that like?
Of course. Well, as you know, it's a beautiful job that we're doing the circus because. You know, we have to entertain people, and even if you at the back at your privacy life, you're not feeling that well, or everyone has problems, and with this problem, personal problems from them, it's hard, but they put all the 100% into it when they have to perform, and it's just artists, it's part of the circus. We have to leave like all the worries behind and try to make the best performance for all the people that come to our show.
Yep. And you do the same for the audience, you know, whatever worries we have going in, you can just check it at the door and enjoy the show for that time. How long does the show run? Is it like an hour, 2 hours? What is it?
Well, it's a traditional circus show. It runs for 1 hour and 45 minutes. We do have an intermission, and well, it's a great show. We have jugglers, trapeze, clowns, motorcycles, acrobatics. It's a really cool show. It's for all the family, for all ages, really. And we're going to be for a short time. So you really have to come to Flip Circus.
Absolutely. You mentioned some of the acts, but I'm going to put together two radio pieces. So I know you already mentioned it, but just so I have a variety of different sound bites to use, let's tackle it again. Tell me that all the different kind of acts and some of the great things we're going to see. Like, I know you yourself are a juggler, but list some of the different acts we'll see at this circus.
Yes. Well, at our circus, we present acrobats, jugglers, trapeze, clowns, motorcycles, Inside the Globe of Death. It's a really cool show. You're going to love it.
Now, you said motorcycles in the Globe of Death. Explain what that is.
Can you imagine that?
What it is. Is it? Cool. Well, I know what it is. I've seen where they ride inside the
cave.
I need you to say it so I can use it. So,
It's a globe, and inside the Globe of Death, that's how it's called. They start riding inside with the motorbikes. Imagine that, going all around, and the show is really intimate. So you can feel like the motorbikes, you can hear the sound. It's crazy. It's so cool. Imagine four motorcycles at the same time. How crazy is that?
Yeah, I don't know how they don't hit each other. That's crazy.
It is.
Okay, cool. And I know you're one of two of the world's best jugglers. Talk about, I guess the other one's name's Didi. How do I say it? Larible?
Dede Larible.
Dede Larible and Luva
is
you. All right. So how long have you been juggling?
Well, I have been juggling since I was 13. So I started really young. We started to practice everything. Like normally when you're a circus performer, you get to practice the basics like flexibility, strength, and acrobatics and everything. And after you choose what discipline you like to do. So I started to do juggling. I wanted to do some aerial act, but my mom, she was like, no, because my mom, she used to do trapeze. So she was like, you know what? Stay to the floor. You should try some juggling. And then once I started, I really, really liked it. So I started to develop juggling. And that's one of my favorite acts in the circus as well.
Yeah, you come from a family of performers, because your mom was a trapeze artist,
Yes.
and she encouraged you. She said, "No, you stay on the ground and just."
Yes, yes.
Wait, so wait, where was this? Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in Texas. Well, also with the other traveling circus. So I've been always, my whole life, I've been traveling with a circus. I'm the fourth generation
Oh,
from
fourth
circus
generation.
family.
Oh
Yes.
wow. I don't know if you do know, but if you do, tell me about tell me what did your other generations do? Were they all trapeze artists, or what roles at the
Well,
circus did they do? Like your great grandfather, or what, who,
yes.
give me the details.
To be honest, I know they did so many different acts. Like, I'm amazed. I don't understand how, because the circus has been changed, you know, but like old-fashioned artists from the circus, they used to be able to perform like 5 to 10 different acts. I was speaking with my grandfather the other day, and I was asking, like, Grandpa, what do you do when you were young? Like, tell me which act did you presenting the show. And he was like, I used to be a juggler, and I make like the handstands, and I was a trapeze, and I did this, and I did that. I was, you know, Grandpa, you know, okay, stop. I feel ashamed of myself. I want to do more acts right now. I want to practice more.
I love it. So tell me, if you could, who created Flip Circus? I know it's the Vasquez family. And I assume it's your family. Are they in charge of this whole thing?
Yes, it's my family. Yeah. They started with another show, and this show is completely new. We just started this year with Flip Circus, and it's been great. I think they developed this traditional circus show mixing with the modernity and the high class performers. So it's a really good show, and this tent, it's more intimate, so it gives you a different feeling, which I think people love it.
Great, great. Now, just so I have all the details. So when you say it's created by the Vasquez family, I know you're part of the family, obviously, as the juggler. Who can you give me some of the other names? Like I basically want to say, is there a certain, owner of Flip Circus? Like who's in charge of the whole thing?
Okay. All right. So yeah, Flip Circus, as you say, it's from the Vasquez family. And there are five brothers and two sisters. Five brothers are the owners. So we are a really big family. Imagine that. We have one of my uncles, which is Ramon, other one Pepe, Jesus, Memo, and my dad is Aldo.
And your dad is, how do you spell it?
Aldo. ALDO.
Aldo is your father,
Yes.
and his brothers and sisters.
Yes, it's Pepe, Ramon, Jesus, Guillermo, and Aldo, my dad. The sisters, they're already married in Mexico, so the only the guys are in charge of the circus.
I'm sorry. Okay, great. And wait, sorry, you said the sisters are what, in Mexico right now?
Yes.
Okay, so they're not going to be here for this show. It's the brothers thing.
No,
Okay.
but they're only like the old owners. They just run the show like the directors. They're not perform anymore.
Okay, so Aldo is your
My
father.
dad,
Okay,
yes.
cool. And are you the only daughter, or child that's in performing, or do some of the other uncles and aunts have children touring with you as well?
Well, for the moment, it's a traditional circus show, but only two members from the family are performing, which is Alexa, my cousin, and myself. And from then on, we have artists from all over the world because we like to mix, you know, to have different types of artists, different types of disciplines. For the people when they come and watch the circus, they can feel that difference in between all the acts and just have a good time.
Okay, great. Now you said that you're a juggler. What sort of stuff do you juggle? Is it just balls, or do you juggle, anything else crazy?
Well, I do juggle some crazy things, but not in the show. I try to keep I try to take care of myself at the show, you know, not to keep too dangerous. I do bounce juggling, which is just with regular bounce balls, and also I do some juggling with light balls, which looks really cool. Like they put like all the stage with the black light, and then with the lighting gloves, it really looks really cool. And then the bouncing balls, I have also developed like two kind of small tables around me, so I do the bounce juggling, and it looks really cool. It gives like an effect, Like I'm throwing the ball to one angle and then coming back, and it looks really cool.
Wow.
At the act, I only do 7, but I can do 8. But like, you know, I keep it, I keep the 8, and then I hope next year I can perform with the 8 balls as well.
Okay, cool. So you have juggled 8 balls in, but in this tour of Flip Circus, you're going to be juggling 7 balls.
Yes.
Wow. That's
imagine.
That's crazy. I can't even do 3. But how many light bulbs do you juggle at the same time?
With light bulbs on the air, I do juggle the 5 ones, only 5.
Okay.
But I can juggle the 7, and it looks really cool. As you said, everybody, if you like it, you can learn. Because I also started just with 1, and then 2 and 3, but I really, really loved it. So I just keep practicing, and then I developed this really cool act, which I love.
Now, tell me the difference between juggling, traditional, bouncy balls and light bulbs. It's got to be. How do you go back and forth? Because I feel like the light bulbs would be, light, and lighter. They stay in the air longer because they're lighter, or do they stay in the air shorter than the bouncy ball? Because I imagine the bouncy balls are a little heavier. So does that throw off the timing? Like, how do you go back and forth between the two?
Well, I didn't thought about that, but to be honest, yeah, it is a difference. It always changes with any object that you are juggling, because it also changes the way that you have to focus on a point where to look. Because when I'm doing the bouncing balls, I'm just like looking at a side point at the floor, and then when I juggle in the air, it's different. And also the light, the stage light and everything, it can sometimes make me feel a little bit not enough concentrated, but I have to keep going, and even the music and everything. But I don't know, it's just practice. To be honest, it's just practice. You get used to it, and then after you practice so long, it gets like a normal feeling. So I don't have that difference to feel like, okay, now I have to juggle this, I have to juggle that. No, like I know is the act, I know my routine, and I just try to follow it up. Every show is different, and every show is great. That's why I really highly recommend this circus.
Absolutely. Now, who is Stiv and Ronnie Bello? I know they're brothers from Italy, and
yes,
this says they weave side-splitting humor throughout the show. Does that mean that they're like hosting? Are they like the ringmasters?
No, there are clowns from Italy.
Oh, clowns. Okay.
Yes. So we have Italian comedy at the show. It's really, really fun.
What kind of stuff do the clowns do?
Well, they do different types of shows, mostly to keep everybody entertaining and laughing. It's really cool. I don't want to tell you too much about it because I really want you to come, and I want the people to come and be amazed by the clowns, amazed by all the shows, all the artists. It's a traditional circus show. It's really for all ages.
Yes, you have to. We're not going to spoil it all here.
Yes,
have to.
Not too much.
We've told them enough.
I won't spoil that too much. Yes.
Yeah, but I guess before we go, tell. You've said that it's for all ages. So speak to that. That'll be a good soundbite for me. So okay. Speak to that a little bit about how, grandparents, parents, mm-hmm. kids, you can have multiple generations all come in, and I'm sure they're all just smiling, watching this, laughing, having a good time.
Yes. Well, it's nowadays, I think it's hard to find a live show for all ages. And we present this circus, a fun for all ages. You can bring your grandparents, your parents, your sister, your brother. It's great, really. As I mentioned, it's a traditional circus show. We have acrobats, jugglers, trapeze, motorcycles. We're going to be located at the Westfield Montgomery in Bethesda. You can't miss it. It's a show for all ages. It's really, really fun. And, sometimes when I go to the movies or something, I like to have my popcorn. We also have the popcorn. We have the nacho, the churros, the funnel cake. We have everything. So you really can't miss our show.
Sounds great. Yeah. Bring the family, or you could do a date night, bring the wife, bring the husband,
yes.
Have a good time. All right, cool. Well, I guess before we go, you said, I just want to make sure I have this right. You said Flip Circus began, it just started this year. It was, so when this year did you begin? Like, and how many cities have you hit so far?
We started this year with Flip Circus on March. We went to Paramus, Staten Island, New York, Yonkers, Nanuet, Long Island. We toured a lot through New York and New Jersey. We also visited already Hanover and Charlotte, Lawrenceville, Georgia, Florida. And now we are going to Montgomery, Maryland. I hope all the people from Montgomery can visit us. They're really going to love the show.
All right. Well, again, everyone, it is Flip Circus. It's coming to Westfield Montgomery, just out there behind the mall there in Bethesda, Maryland, from yes. September 23rd through October 10th. So don't miss
exactly.
it. Hey, thanks for doing this.
No, thank you so much. Thank you for having us. It's a really short season, So if you like to buy your tickets, you can go directly through flipcircus.com, or also you can buy your tickets at the box office. We are open from 10 to 10 p.m.
Awesome. Yeah, I think it's $25 for kids and $45 for adults. I think that's what it says. But yeah, head over to flipcircus.com. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you.